Earlier this week, the Queensland government offered to take 3,500 refugees fleeing conflict in Syria. That's almost 30% of Australia's commitment. Here in Toowoomba, residents are standing by, ready to help. They say their city has a long history in resettling refugees. Support groups say there's enough housing and education available, but there are concerns about the number of jobs on offer. Lindy Kerrin reports.
All right, next one. What's this one? See if you can read the sign.
Sport. These refugees from Africa, the Middle East and Afghanistan are learning English. They're at the Toowoomba Refugee and Migrant Service. While the parents take their lessons, children play with a group of volunteer carers.
Moira will find you a dolly to brush.
One of the volunteer teachers is Lexi McGregor.
When I retired, I decided I'd like to come down here and I taught languages, so got a little bit of a background in teaching a foreign language, but it's made me realise how difficult English is.
Akol Magar escaped from South Sudan and came to Australia 15 years ago. He's about 7 feet tall and literally stands head and shoulders above most people. He was offered asylum in Canada, but after he found his brother was in Australia, he says he had to come here.
I was lucky and very thankful to Australian government that they have accepted my application to come and join my brother in Toowoomba.
Akol is one of around 2,000 Sudanese people in Toowoomba. He now helps refugees from all parts of the world to settle into the community. Do you think Toowoomba is a good place for refugees from Syria?
I think so. Why not? If it was a good place for South Sudanese to come and live in harmony with the Toowoomba mainstream community, why not Syria?
Mark Copland is one of the founders of the Toowoomba Refugee and Migrant Service. He says when it comes to resettling refugees, the city has a strong record.
More than a decade of experience resettling people from Africa, from the Middle East, from parts of Asia. So the support systems are in place. We've got resettlement agencies who have a good experience. And there's a fair degree of goodwill in the community as well.
Mark Copland says there are specialist counselling services, houses and places in schools available, but he says he's worried about jobs.
There's approaches being made to the Chamber of Commerce to see how we can better engage employing people, because people bring a whole range of skills. They're not just hopeless, helpless people. They have a whole life experience that they bring here, and so we hopefully can benefit from that as well.
He's confident those against refugees being resettled in Toowoomba are small in number.
Lindy Kerrin with that report.